Revenue from recreational marijuana is hitting the books in Alliance, and it's being used to clean up city neighborhoods. On Tuesday, City Council passed legislation to create a so-called host cannabis fund after receiving an initial payment of nearly $40,000. That money comes from Ohio's 10% excise tax generated by consumed cannabis, the city's lone dispensary on West State Street. While additional checks will arrive monthly, council voted to earmark every penny for the city's demolition program. Lawmakers also passed an ordinance to contract with AECOM for emergency inspections and analysis of the dam at Walborn Reservoir with a cost of $250,000. A data breach at Altman Health System has triggered a class action lawsuit in Stark County. Jack Oliver of New Philadelphia filed the complaint in Common Pleas Court January 9th. He alleges the nonprofit healthcare provider failed to secure sensitive patient data stored on systems belonging to Cerner, a third-party provider of electronic medical record services. The breach, which occurred in January 2025, exposed social security numbers, diagnoses, and test results for thousands of patients. While Altman claims law enforcement requested a delay in notification, the suit argues the nearly one-year wait left patients vulnerable to identity theft. The suit is seeking monetary damages and better security measures to prevent future cyber attacks. The race for Ohio's 13th Congressional District is getting a new challenger from the world of broadcasting. Former Cleveland meteorologist Kerry Coleman announced his run for Congress Tuesday, seeking the Republican nomination to unseat Democrat Amelia Sykes. Coleman enters a primary field that includes Laetona Mayor Kevin Sambida, among others. Candidates have until February 4th to file for the May primary. The district includes all of Summit County and portions of Stark and Portage. Louisville City Council dealt with financial matters Tuesday night. WDPN's David Schur reports.
A $2,562 change order to a contract providing electric service to the Aljansic Park restrooms by Commercial Construction of Canton received approval, as did a contract with AEP to provide an electrical service easement to a restroom and concession facility in Metzger Park. Council also learned that income tax revenues for 2025 totaled $6.7 million, an increase of 3.4% over 2024. Sarchone Ford will provide a 2026 Ford F-600 for the Public Works Department at a cost of $74,939. Council also discussed City Hall renovations and received donations from the Louisville Eagles.
A man will spend the rest of his life in prison after an appeals court upheld his conviction for a double murder in Kent. The 11th District Court affirmed the sentence for 46-year-old DeJuan Wilson. In October 2024, he was convicted in Portage County Common Pleas Court of aggravated murder for the shooting of 35-year-old Sharetta Frierston and causing the termination of her pregnancy. Police said the November 2023 slaying was the result of a domestic violence incident. The appellate judges rejected Wilson's challenge, ensuring he will remain behind bars without the possibility of parole. A single letter typo in a government document is being blamed for a misunderstanding surrounding the East Palestine train derailment cleanup. The EPA admitted Tuesday that an official planning document mistakenly listed the chemical Akronel as being used on site when it should have read Akronol. The confusion triggered a report by the whistleblower group Government Accountability Project, claiming officials knowingly used the wrong chemical to mask odors and hide toxic vapors from air monitors. The EPA tells WFMJ-TV Akronol was never used and that the actual chemical Akronel is a standard odor neutralizer. The GAP argues that regardless of the typo, multiple state and local agencies still technically signed off on the wrong chemical's use without catching the error. A federal judge is being asked to rule against three defendants in a hazing lawsuit involving Youngstown Ursuline High School. Attorneys for the victim's family filed for a default judgment Tuesday, claiming a student and his parents failed to respond to the case by a December 17th deadline. The suit stems from a 2025 football camp trip to Alabama, where a student was allegedly sexually assaulted in an incident filmed for social media. While mediation talks are underway, the school continues to deny liability. Molten steel shot across a foundry floor in Youngstown Tuesday afternoon after a machine malfunction triggered a fire at Coronado Steel. Fire officials say the incident on Funston Drive happened just before 12:30, causing damage to the building's back wall and insulation. Employees initially tried to battle the flames before evacuating the facility. No injuries were reported. A DoorDash delivery ended in an armed robbery Sunday night. Youngstown police say a delivery driver was held at gunpoint on West Delison Avenue after knocking on a door for a food drop. Two men approached with guns while a third suspect appeared with a rifle. The driver was forced into a basement before the suspect stole her car and fled. Police say the house was vacant and the vehicle is listed as stolen. An investigation is ongoing. A class action lawsuit filed by former employees of Insight Hospital and Medical Center Trumbull in Warren and Hillside Rehabilitation in Howland could drag on for years. Federal court records show the case has been placed on a complex track with deadlines extending into 2027. The suit alleges workers were laid off without pay and without proper notice when the hospitals closed in March 2025. Mediation decisions are due next month. Meanwhile, state health officials have yet to schedule a hearing on whether Insight Trumbull's hospital license will be revoked. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.